In this bulletin, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese pledges a new chapter in relations between France and Australia as he meets with French President Emmanuel Macron. Julian Assange appealing his extradition to the United States. And in sport, the Tour de France gets underway in Denmark. With the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Hannah Kwon. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese is pledging a new chapter in relations between France and Australia. Mr. Albanese met with his French counterpart Emmanuel Macron in Paris in an effort to mend relations which took a dive last year when a $90 billion submarine contract was dumped. Former Prime Minister Scott Morrison axed the deal with French firm Naval Group in favour of acquiring nuclear submarines under the AUKUS security pact. Mr. Albanese says France will be a crucial partner in achieving Australia's new ambitions.
Australia's relationship with France matters. Trust, respect, and honesty matters. This is how I will approach my relations. I visit at a time of war in Europe and a challenging geostrategic environment in the Indo-Pacific. My government strongly condemns Russia's illegal and totally unjustified invasion of Ukraine.
Julian Assange has appealed to the High Court in London to block his extradition to the United States, where he faces criminal charges. The 50-year-old WikiLeaks founder is wanted by US authorities on 18 counts, including a spying charge relating to the release of vast troves of confidential US military records, which the country's officials say have put lives in danger. Last month, UK Home Secretary Priti Patel approved his extradition with her office saying UK courts had concluded his extradition would not be incompatible with his human rights and that he would be treated appropriately. Australian-born Assange's legal team have now lodged an appeal against that decision at the High Court. Indigenous Australian actor and musician Uncle Jack Charles has seen his Aboriginality called into question by the Stolen Generations Advisory Committee, prompting him to accuse the institution of racism. The committee staff has asked him to prove his Aboriginal ancestry in order to receive his second instalment under the Stolen Generations Reparation Scheme. He says he was not asked to provide such proofs when he received the first instalment. As the first Indigenous recipient of a Lifetime Achievement Award from Victoria's Green Room Awards, Uncle Jack is a well-known personality among Indigenous Australians. Overseas and Taiwan's government is reacting to celebrations of the 25th year anniversary of the Hong Kong handover to China and Xi Jinping's visit to the city. Taiwan's premier has denounced China's lack of commitment to its agreement to uphold Hong Kong's freedoms for 50 years, underlining the implications it has for Taiwan itself.
We know that we must hold fast to Taiwan's sovereignty, freedom and democracy, because China's so-called one country, two systems has simply not stood up to the test.
The one country, two system formula, prompted by Beijing and applied to Hong Kong and Macau, was designed with Taiwan in mind, but Taiwan has consistently rejected it. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen has addressed Ukrainian Parliament, saying the EU will stand by Ukraine as it follows the path to join the Union.
There's a long road ahead, but Europe will be at your side every step of the way, for as long as it takes, from these dark days of war until the moment you cross the door that leads into our European Union.
Ms. von der Leyen made her speech from Brussels via video conference. She also called for the country to accelerate its reforms against corruption, a key requirement for its admission to the EU. And Japan is enduring its highest temperatures on record this season since recording started 147 years ago. Summer has begun earlier than usual and temperatures have gone above 35 degrees Celsius in the capital, Tokyo, forcing people into water parks and swimming pools. The highest temperature ever recorded in the country has been reported recently in the town of Isesaki, north of Tokyo, at 40.2 degrees. The government's response is torn between official warnings to help power shortages by avoiding air conditioning and advising people to turn it on to avoid heat strokes. In sport, and the Tour de France has begun. The iconic race began this year in Denmark, its first segment going from the capital, Copenhagen, to Sonneborg near the German border. The Tour will subsequently cross through various regions of France, with short incursions in Belgium and Switzerland. The organisers of the bicycle race chose Copenhagen as a starting point in part because of the city's advanced cycling culture and widespread use of bicycles among its citizens. And that's the latest SBS News. I'm Hannah Kwon.